Right now it is time for our weekly chat with Oscar Espino-Ruiz, who is the artistic director up at Music Mountain, of course, in Falls Village, Connecticut. And once again, they have another exciting weekend coming up with a couple of different varied activities on Saturday and Sunday. Oscar, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, good morning, Marshall. It's great to be with you.
So now I'm looking at your website and I'm looking at your Saturday at 6:30, your Saturday evening concert on July 21st, Peter and Will Anderson Quartet. Now, looking at their picture, they look like they could be in a 1950s movie.
It's very moody. And these are, you know, a very handsome twins, actually. Who, I mean, that picture that you're looking at is in a taxi cab in New York City, where they are based, although they are from Washington, D.C. And they play traditional jazz, and they play it beautifully. They've been up at Music Mountain already, I think twice, if not three times. And they always receive this warm welcome. They really play the classics in a very classy style. How about that?
Well, you know what's interesting? It's jazz. That's a quartet, and you don't always see a quartet with playing jazz. I mean, you might see a trio, you might see actually a big band, but a quartet to me seems rather rare to be playing, especially the classic jazz.
Right. Well, look, I'm not a jazz expert. I mean, it's funny that Vita Muir was there on Saturday. She's the founder and artistic director and executive director of the Litchfield Jazz Festival, and she was saying, Oscar, wow, I mean, your jazz series is one of the best in the state. I told her, well, look, I'm doing my best here, but so I cannot say, you know, yes, no, that's the tradition. But we have had a lot of actually jazz quartets. I mean, it seems to be quite standard to have a jazz quartet with a woodwind, a double bass, drums, and then piano many, many times. In this particular case, what the Anderson brothers will do is, so they play clarinet and saxophone. They both play clarinet and saxophone, mostly saxophone. And then they are coming with a pianist and a double bassist, so not drum set. So I can imagine they will create a very, very, you know, refined sound. Of course, the piano will have to be a little bit of the rhythmic instrument, but so that's their quartet. I mean, if you compare that to the quartet we had this past Saturday with Helen Sun, that was double bass, drums, piano, and tenor saxophone, doubling on soprano saxophone. So I guess quartet is fairly standard in jazz.
They're just different pieces that they've got in the quartet than it is a standard quartet, probably. Well, you know, jazz has become a standard on the Saturday evenings. And once again, we remind people that the great thing about the Saturday evening concerts at Music Mountain is that you can get a dine and music package, which includes the Falls Village Inn, where you go there for dinner. They get you out in time to get to Music Mountain and then see the full show. All you have to do is contact, of course, the Falls Village Inn for more details on that. Let's skip over now to Sunday at 3 o'clock, and it's once again the Penderecki String Quartet.
Yes, actually, a quick correction, if I may, Marshall. So actually, the call needs to be made to Music Mountain for the dinner and concert package. So yeah, if you're interested in coming for dinner to the Falls Village Inn, followed by the concert at Music Mountain, that package by which you save and it's already pre-organized, pre-scheduled, it's a set. It's reserved by calling Music Mountain, actually. The Falls Village Inn.
All right. All right, so let's move on to the Penderecki String Quartet.
Yes, absolutely. So that's going to be an exciting one. I mean, the Penderecki String Quartet, they are all friends. They've been with us for many, many years, decades indeed. And so they are coming back to play Haydn, Grieg, and Shostakovich. You know, when we hear Shostakovich, like yesterday, actually, we had Anton Webern, and people go like, oh, I'm not sure I'm going to like this. it may be too modern. Well, yesterday the Wavern was an ultra romantic, beautiful short piece. So, and the Shostakovich, if I am to describe the piano quintet by Shostakovich being performed next weekend by the Penderecki String Quartet and Russian pianist Victoria Schwartzman, it's a very poetic piece. It's a very refined, if anything, rather subtle, quiet, poetic piece, a very beautiful piece. So that's the piano quintet in the program. And then Grieg, so what to expect with Grieg, another romantic composer, later romantic, who was very much inspired by Schumann and Chopin also, and he's Norwegian, and so there is some folk elements from Norway in his quartet. So a very, very lush and beautiful quartet. And the opener, Haydn, actually is going to be a fun piece. This Haydn quartet carries the nickname The Frog. And let me tell you about that a little bit. So I did my research, and apparently, so it's all about a technique called bariolage. And what it is, so the violin has four strings, and, you know, you could stop one string to play the same note as an open string. In other words, you could play the same note on two different strings. And the bariolage is exactly doing that, going back and forth between two strings. One of them is open, the other is stopped. Both are the same note. And apparently that produces a very funny sound effect. And so that sound effect is central in the last movement of the Frog Quartet in Haydn, and somebody just decided that that sounded like a frog's croaking, and the nickname stuck. So that's the program next Sunday, July 22nd, 3 p.m., with the Penderecki String Quartet.
And, of course, for tickets, for information on that concert, and also the Saturday concert, and also the dinner and concert, 860-824-7126, 860-824-7126, or musicmountain.org, musicmountain.org. Oscar, keep up going. What are you now, halfway through the season?
Well, nearly. I mean, yesterday was yesterday was concert number 6 of a 16-week-long season. So not quite there, but almost. I guess in 2 weeks we'll be right at the very middle. And Marshall, just to share, I mean, yesterday, again, it was such a thrill. I mean, we are really very, very lucky that, you know, we have a tremendous season and people are coming out. I mean, we are having nearly full houses weekend after weekend. Music Mountain seems to be the place to be, and, you know, people are having a great time. It's really great concerts. Yesterday we had the debut of the Escher String Quartet. They came to play at Music Mountain for the very first time, and they nearly filled the house, and they played beautifully. And people really, I mean, they gave them a standing ovation already before intermission. It was a fantastic concert. I'm very, very happy that so many people are coming to the concerts. I hope the trend continues.
Well, what better place to on a Sunday or a Saturday to go, even if you spread out a blanket, could get there about an hour and a half ahead of time, and just enjoy yourself, relax, and then head inside the air-conditioned hall and enjoy the concert. I mean, and you're on top of a mountain. What better can you do?
Yes, yes. Also, many people, you know, are coming before the concert for a picnic. Yeah. We have picnic tables. And, you know, the concessions stand opens early. We sell ice cream and coffee and all of that. People are really enjoying themselves at Music Mountain with nature and great music. And, I mean, it's really a thrill to see it happen. I am so happy.
All right, Oscar, we'll speak to you next week.
All right, Marshall, thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Take care.
That is this weekend at Music Mountain in Falls Village. Once again, 860-824-7126 or musicmountain.org on the web.